Next patient is Joshua Horn. Horn is H-O-R-N. Joshua is J-O-S-H-U-A. Date of birth is 10-16-82. Date of visit 5-18-22. Next, please make a copy for Christopher Bartersdorf. That is, Bartersdorf is B. Or can you please change that? Please make a copy for Amy Lynn Zilkowski. A-M-Y, Amy. Lynn, L-Y-N-N. Zilkowski, Z-I-L-C-O-S-K-Y, P-A. Amy Lynn Zilkowski, P-A. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is persistent shortness of breath. Yeah, persistent shortness of breath, period. Next paragraph, history present tell us. This is a 39-year-old overweight female who has been experiencing shortness of breath with minimal activity. Has been treated with the albuterol inhaler and had a recent chest x-ray on 4/4/22, which was clear. The patient has an occasional cough with some wheezing, but does not bring up any sputum, and she denied any fevers, chills, night sweats, or chest pains. Next paragraph. Passage. The patient has a past history. Can you please mention it's a not a female. The patient is a 39-year-old male. Yeah. Okay. Past history. The patient's past history includes history of tonsillectomy and a history of ADHD. He also has hyperlipidemia and has multiple allergies. Next paragraph. Allergies to doxycycline. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient is a non-smoker. The patient smoked cigarettes in the past. As well as marijuana, but quit many years ago. No significant alcohol use. I'm sorry, he drinks alcohol occasionally. Denies any illicit drug use. Next paragraph. Family history, both parents alive and in good health. No history of chronic lung disease. Next line, medication list. Adderall, 5 milligrams BID. Divalproex, 250 milligrams daily, and Singulair, 10 milligrams a day. Albuterol, 2 puffs PRN. Atorvastatin, 20 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. He has shortness of breath and some wheezing. And occasional cough, his heartburn, no GI bleed, diarrhea or constipation. He has no urinary frequency dysuria. He has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain or palpitations. He has some anxiety. And he has joint pains, muscle stiffness. He has numbness of the extremities. And no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. This young, averagely built white male was alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 130 by 80, pulse 82, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 179, saturation 96. HEND anomospheric. Pupils reactive, tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the bases. And no crackles or wheezes on either side. Heart, the absence of regular asymptomatic to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, scaphoid, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no cap tenderness, reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor lapses. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is chronic dyspnea with reactive airways. Number 2 is hyperglycemia. Number 3 is ADHD. And number 4 is hyperlipidemia. Next, plan. The patient will be sent for a CT chest with contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. Also advised to get a CBC and an IgE level. And advised to get a polysomnographic study to rule out sleep apnea. Oh, can you please add that in the final diagnosis? Rule out sleep apnea. Or OSA. And in the system review, please mention patient has snoring and apneic episodes. Okay. Next, finally, the patient will also use the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. Advised to come in for follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Joshua Horn. I'm sorry, copy of this for Amy Zilkowski, ZILCOSKYPA-C. Amy Zilkowski, PA-C. Thank you for this consultation. Let's talk. This is.